Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Easy Natural English with Liam. How's it going today? I hope you're well. I am cold. It is a cold day in Tokyo today. And also, we have been busy today because, if you remember from before, we are moving house soon. We're moving from Tokyo to Okinawa in the south of Japan. So today we had to go to the city office, the town hall, and we had to tell them that that we are moving away from this city to another city. So yes, we had to tell them we are changing our address. It's good whenever I go to the city office, because it lets me know that my Japanese study is paying off, that it's worth it, that it's working for me. Because usually I don't have to go to the town hall or the city office. I don't have to go there very often. It's only a few times a year or something. So there's usually a big gap between each time that I go. And, you know, this is usually quite difficult, formal Japanese with a lot of paperwork, lots of forms and things written in Japanese, and lots of difficult vocabulary and things like that. So when I first went there, it was very difficult. But these days it's actually not difficult at all, really. It's quite easy to understand everything now. So yeah, it lets me know that that studying is worthwhile, that it's working. So yeah, it's quite fun. And also there's a good sushi restaurant close to the city office. So we went there and had some lunch afterwards. So today's topic, I'm going to talk about podcasts. Maybe you're new to podcasts. A lot of my listeners are here in Japan, and I know when I talk to a lot of Japanese people, they don't know what podcasts are actually. In America and Europe, and you know, other English speaking countries, they've been popular for some time now. I think beginning of it was like from about 2005, I think, from about 2005. So it's been over, it must be about 15 years now. They've been popular for quite some time. Apple actually started them in the beginning. At the beginning, they were just on iTunes to begin with. And so podcasts are, you know, like this, one. They are a recorded audio program. So, you know, there's no video. It's just for listening. And maybe it's kind of replaced radio, you know, because these days, not so many people listen to the radio. I mean, you know, some people still do when they're driving and stuff, but definitely not like compared to the 50s, 60s, maybe even the 70s, 80s. People were listening to the radio a lot more than they are today, because these days people download music or they listen to it on YouTube or Spotify or iTunes. So, yeah, people don't use the radio so much anymore. But, you know, other than the music, you know, a lot of people enjoy the radio because you can hear people talking about something, not just the music. So maybe that's what podcasts have kind of replaced. They've kind of, filling that role that the radio used to play. You know, many people use podcasts to listen to topics that they're interested in, like technology or science, fashion, you know, movie reviews, maybe even video game reviews. So there's lots of different types of podcasts. And then, of course, there are a lot like this that are here to help you learn a language. So the reason I made this podcast, so if this is your first time listening to my podcast, then this is a bit of explanation for you. So there are many English learning podcasts, but I think a lot of them want to help you with grammar or with idioms or trying to teach you a set of vocabulary, which, you know, can be very useful. But I think really the key to understanding language is a lot of listening to natural spoken language. So that's how I study Japanese. I listen to a lot of Japanese podcasts, or I watch Japanese movies, or Japanese TV shows. So I know that it helps because my Japanese is getting better all the time. But I also know that it's very difficult at the beginning, and even now it's very difficult for me to understand, you know, a movie or a TV show. So I wanted to make a podcast for you to listen to English in a more natural way. So I don't write anything down. Like now I'm not reading anything. I'm just thinking and speaking, which means my style of speaking will be more natural. Because, for example, if you watch the news, you know, even in your own language, if you watch, well, BBC News would be in English, but if you watch something like the BBC News in English or in your language, you'll notice that it's, too perfect. It's too perfect. It doesn't sound like a normal conversation. Of course, that is appropriate for the news, that matches the news. But if you want to learn, you know, if you want to learn to be a news reader, then please listen to that English and learn that English so you can, you know, be a news broadcaster or a news reader. But you probably don't want to be on the news. You probably just want to, you know, be able to meet your friend and be like, "Hey, Dave, what's up? How you doing? Had a good weekend?" You know, and you want to speak naturally like that with people and just have a normal conversation, you know, with people that you meet. So that's why I'm making this, to help you listen to natural English, but I'm just making it a little bit easier for you. I'm just, not quite at 100% speed. Maybe I'm more like 85% speed, something like that. And if I use a difficult word, then I'll explain it for you. So mostly just using everyday words that are really common words, very normal words that we use all the time. So yeah, these are words that are definitely useful for you for any basic conversation. And I know that even this can be difficult, especially if you're a beginner or lower intermediate, understanding me can be difficult. But don't worry, just keep going, keep listening, and I promise that over time it will get easier. You know, at the beginning it will sound like blah, 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 boy, blah, 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 go, blah, 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 bicycle. And then maybe 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, you'll start to hear like blah, 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 boy, blah, 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 go to the shop, blah, 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 on his bicycle. And then suddenly you'll start to hear everything. It will start to become clear. I know this works because there's a lot of information about this. If you look on the internet about language learning, something that's very, very important is to get a lot of listening practice. And as an English teacher, I can tell you that most students do not get enough listening practice. So yeah, please listen to my podcast. Please listen to some other podcasts. Check out YouTube. Yeah, and just when you're busy walking or cleaning or cooking, you know, put on some headphones, use a speaker, and listen to some English. And you'll notice that very quickly your English skills will start to get better. And it will help your speaking to sound more natural too. So what else about podcasts? Yeah, I used to listen to a lot of TED Talks. So TED, T-E-D. TED Talks they're podcasts. They're also like, you can watch those ones in a video as well, actually. But I used to just listen to the podcast version, and people would talk about science. I like the ones about biology, about animals and environment, about the planet. And they also had ones about space that I quite enjoyed, learning about, how space works. I used to like those. At that point, I was just listening to things in English. But these days, I listen to podcasts in Japanese, like usually comedy ones. I like to laugh when I'm studying, so I listen to funny ones, which, of course, can be difficult sometimes. But, they're good fun, so I like those. What else? Podcasts. This podcast is new. So if you enjoy this podcast, please help me to get more listeners. When I look at my statistics, like at the figures for this podcast, I see that I have listeners now in many countries, many, many different countries. And, you can all speak languages that I can't speak. So please, write me a review somewhere in your language, or tell your friends, on Facebook or on Instagram. You can say, hey, if you're studying English, listen to this great podcast called Easy Natural English with Liam. Yeah, and you can help me to get some more listeners. Or if you'd like to support me on Patreon, it's a site where you can give a little donation to thank, to say thank you for my work. Any way you can support me would be greatly appreciated. If you're using like Apple Podcasts, you can give me a review. You can say 5 stars and you can write perfect podcast. This is the best podcast ever. Yeah, or something like that. If you have anything bad to say, scream it into a pillow. Yeah, just take a pillow and shout it into a pillow. Because I don't really want to hear. If you have constructive criticism, constructive means like helpful criticism. If you'd like to tell me about topics you would prefer to hear about, if you think that I'm too boring, or if you have something that you think you can improve, then yeah, please tell me. But if it's just bad words, yeah, scream them into a pillow. Keep them to yourself. But yeah, please give me some nice words, and that will encourage me to, motivate me to keep going. So I know that somebody's listening. Yeah, it'll make me feel good, and it'll help me to get other people listening. So yeah, please help me spread the word. What else about podcasts? Yeah, I haven't listened to any. Oh, yes, I have listened to a podcast today. I was listening to a Japanese podcast that's similar style to what I'm doing here. It's called Nihongo Konteppe, which is a very fun podcast. I quite enjoy listening to his. And because he speaks a little bit slower, like I am now, it's a good chance for me to really focus on grammar, listen to his sentence structure. And it's very, very useful podcast. I don't really have much else to say about podcasts, so I'm going to wrap up this episode here. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you enjoy my podcast, and I hope you even have a look for some other English learning podcasts, but keep coming back to mine. Okay. Thank you again, and I'll see you back here next time.